Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and it's the 18th of May, 2018. So we got two 18s there. So let's clear the date for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. So you can see how numbers affect you. So we're just clearing numbers right now, and those numbers are connected to the reality of the timelines on today's date. And maybe the numbers also have a barcode on them attaching to you. But anyway, let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screens. Here we go. Bringing peace into your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels very good for your people with the light beam. So, great. Got a situation going on. We'll clear that timeline for you, so you need to think of it first, naturally. So, here we go. Clearing that timeline of troubles for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that does feel good. So bring our co-host on. Ann, are you all ready to go?
Yes, I sure am, Ron. And hello to you and welcome everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That's Ron Amatron speaking. It's Friday night, so this is typically our paranormal night. So if you have any questions about anything strange in your life or your environment, send it in tonight. You can go to the BBS radio station page or Ron's BBS radio station page and click on the link to the Weebly Fast Chat, or you can send an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And we welcome testimonials, questions, comments, whatever you would like to send in to share with Ron. And I want to try to announce these things twice, so I'm going to start with tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Ron is doing a bone marrow healing call. It's the second one. He did one 2 weeks ago. If you're new to Ron's fabulous healings, if you're not new, you know how great they are. If you're new, they're really, really great. And the call will be approximately 2 hours, and Ron only charges $20. So you can get on that call very easily by going to Ron's website. And let me see if there's a link at the top for that. And yes, there's a link right at the very top, Bone and Bone Marrow Healing Session on May 19th. And if you click there, you'll be able to make the $20 payment and register for the call, which you may be on absentee. So if you live in another country or you have to work tomorrow or you already have plans, you still can participate in this call, as you can with many of Ron's healing calls. And then luckily for us, we have another call on Sunday that starts at 11. And all the information about that is also on Ron's website. And tomorrow, or rather Sunday's call, is part of his monthly calls that he does, all these conference calls, every month. And there'll be another one of those on the 27th. So if you would like to still sign up for those, you can do that on the website, and I highly recommend it. Ron does samples on the radio shows that are wonderful. He has whole life healings on the computer, or you do through the computer on his website, and then he does these wonderful live healings, and it's a way to heal yourself and get yourself strongly connected back to source energy that Ron brings forth. Thank you, Ron, for clearing the date and a timeline, and I just wanted to comment that you, of course, provide timeline crashes we can purchase on your website, and I've been finding that I really feel finally like I'm getting somewhere, getting off all these timelines and being on the new earth. So I feel like every timeline that gets crashed, the more powerful I am with my spirit and my body. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, as you do more clearings, you're taking away the density, the blockages, the darkness that has come into your body. So the more you do, the more you're going to have spirit energy coming forward. So back to you.
Yeah, that's just terrific. Another thing I want to announce, and I'll try to do this at the end of the show too. In the month of June, we have not sent out the email yet, but Ron has chosen the dates for two very special calls in June. So June 16th, the Saturday of June, that Saturday, also at 1 p.m., will be the wonderful organ restoration call where Ron runs down all the organs pretty much and systems in the body for physical healing. And then on June 30th, also a Saturday, Ron will be doing the Spirit in the Box call again. Both calls have been done before, and the people who've been on them do know how wonderful they are. And do you want to talk a little bit about either of those calls, Ron, coming up?
Yeah, they just both very, very good. So that's all I can say. They're good calls.
Right. The Spirit in the Box, what that means is our spirits are parts of our spirits, I should say, have been stolen from us throughout history. And they're not always, I guess, but often literally in boxes, like they're locked away. And that's, or at least that's the image you've given us, Ron. And Ron frees that so that we have more of our spirit back. So when we're saying, I command my spirit to be in my body, 100% it is. But it may not be 100% of your spirit because it's been taken away by nefarious beings throughout eternity. Did I explain that right, Ron?
Yep, that sounds good, yeah.
And then you get it back on this call, and you're way more powerful because it's one of those things you really don't know what you were missing when all of a sudden you have more of your spirit energy back. So I'm going to I'll go over to emails now, Ron. And here's a really nice one. Hi, just have to say, wow, what an incredible healing experience I'm going through. Just wow. I feel like I was rescued from torture chambers. I started the pain body clearing last night and feel much better today. Woke up this morning in a much better mood, and my body is feeling much lighter. Such a powerful clearing. My computer got frozen. An abusive guy at work just couldn't hurt me anymore because I stood up to that monster. Absolutely awesome and amazing. I am so grateful. Not enough words to describe how grateful I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace.
Great. Wonderful.
So, Ron, always I like to always keep in mind that this might be somebody's first show they're ever listening to. So I had two things. I thought if you could just explain what the listener means by pain body and maybe do a sample of the pain body healing if you'd like.
Sure, okay. So the pain body is one of your energetic bodies that collects pain. And when it's filled full of pain, then it resonates the pain back to you. So typically, we'll just say by the age of 10, almost all your energetic bodies are crashed because of just living here. And then from the age 10 to your death, they radiate all this energy back into you as they try to still work. But when they try to take away from you,
they spill over into you, your past energies from that age 10 on down, and maybe even more, you know, energies from your, you know, more present. So anyway, you need to clean those out so that you have a, like a firewall, in a sense, a filter system, so you will not experience that pain in your body. So once you fill it up, it's very, very hard to get rid of anything that deals with pain. So I'll do a clearing here. So I want you to focus on your pain. Remember, you're looking at a timeline that you have pain, and that timeline can be connected to your physical body. So saying it another way, if you're not a cloned replica and you're not on timelines, then you probably won't have any pain. When you are experiencing your cloned body on timelines, you will have pain. So we're going to take away the timeline of the cloned body and just see if you feel better. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, so see how you're doing with that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, that's great, Ron. Thank you so much. Everyone really appreciates it when you do those healings for us. And we have another testimonial here I'd like to read. I recently did the depression release clearing for the first time a few weeks ago. I became very tired and had to lay down. I could feel the energy working its way up and down my body and head. I suddenly saw images of fireworks, like something was being destroyed in my head, and fell into a deep sleep. When I woke up, I felt refreshed and lighter. The heavy wave of negative, depressed energy that surrounded me was lifted away. Thank you, Ron and Creation Lightship, for all you do.
Very good. Yeah, you never know what, you know, how the healings work. And to the knowledge work, and sometimes you have just great success. Other times it may not be, you know, 100%, but it doesn't fully always help you. So it just depends what type you are, yes, and how many energetic bodies you are living in that are contaminated. So remember, it's not linear in that sense, you know. As you're clearing, you might expect more out of it. But you may not expect anything at all, and all of a sudden your whole life changes. People who have done the self-appointment clearing, they didn't think they needed to do some of the clearing on it, and they just bypassed them. And once they did, they're completely different. So if you're kind of wondering what to do, get on a self-empowerment clearing, and I think there's going to be 34 or so basic issues that everybody has. And as you start reading it, you go, yeah, I can relate to that one. So just keep doing that. Clearing, the long clearing, as far as the time that you can use it. So it's not, I think it's on for like 6 weeks, so give it to that.
Ron, it could possibly be only my phone, but you're going in and out a little bit. I just don't want anyone to miss anything, just in case. It could be me, but I heard everything you said, but it's a little warbly.
Okay. Let's see if anybody else wants me to repeat what I said, okay?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And on the subject of the depression clearing that person wrote in about, now you, of course, maybe have a diagnosis of having depression. You might just know I feel depressed a lot. But it might be 6 months, a year ago already, you actually suggested that almost all of us might want to do the depression clearing and the depression barcode. Do you want to share that again, Ron, or do you think that, that the time of the need for that has passed?
No, everybody needs a depression clearing. So you definitely want to have that. You know, and that's also available when you are having the depression clearing on the death barcodes.
Right.
So if you have the unlimited death barcode, you can do a depression clearing there to help you. But there's a whole lifetime depression clearing in case you're dealing with energies being depressed all the time. So if you do feel depressed, then you want to do that clearing, the whole lifetime one.
Right. Right. Great. Okay. And thank you so much, as always, for writing those in, because we appreciate your feedback on the clearings and helps other people, too. Oh, I was going to ask, is it possible to do a sample of the depression clearing, Ron, or is that kind of not well-defined enough?
Well,
to do a sample?
I could do that, but I don't know. I'll do that. I don't know if it's going to affect you if you're not depressed, because you need to be in the depressed energy to have it cleared. So think of a time that you were depressed, and I can clear that incident. But you might feel fine right now, and I can do the clearing, and you can go, wow, I didn't feel anything. So, you know, again, think of a time that you were depressed. And here we go. I'll count to 20 to clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go. That's cleared. Okay. So hopefully you're feeling better. After depression, I would think you'd probably, you might have anger because you were depressed and you were not really functional. You know, maybe the depression made you kind of catatonic. Maybe you're watching TV or not getting out of bed and you had to do a bunch of stuff. So when the depression leaves you, then where are you? You're probably angry and beating yourself up because you can't be functional. So I'll do a clearing for anger. Here we go. Anger related to your depression. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. This is a big one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, we'll see if you have any comments on that. Back to you, man.
Okay. That was really wonderful, Ron. Thank you for doing those. Okay, we have, if we can leave healings for a moment and go into the paranormal, we have a question here about surgical incisions, tattoos, and piercings. Are these procedures traumatic to the aura and body? There's a few questions. That's the first question.
Well, the aura relates the energy that you're, you know, emitting, relating to your life, okay? So I don't know if it would be in your aura that much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would assume if you have something going on with you, an incision or a tattoo, you know, something with pain or something that you didn't have before and it's not healed, we'll just say that whatever it was, it takes a week to heal. Well, your aura would probably be different. And actually, the aura field would be way outside of your body because of the pain that it's emitting. So the aura field, yes. As far as continuously, no. As far as trauma to your body, and whatever else, is it going to affect your body? Of course it will. You know, if somebody, let's just say you're in grade school and somebody slugs your arm, you know, which is very common, you still have that trauma with you. So in fact, I'll do a clearing to prove it. So think of somebody who hits you with your arm, normally, you know, below the shoulder typically, and this is normally what people look at or focus on. And think of, you know, the bully Tommy or whatever it was, or you know, the pain or whatever hits you. Or maybe it could be the car even. So here we go. But you need to bring it up so I can help you with it. And here we go. Releasing that trauma from your body from that one incident. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. So you should feel better. Maybe your arm is tingling. Maybe you feel a relief. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow, Ron, thank you very much. That, as always, that feels great. Okay, we have another request for a healing or clearing, I should say, Ron, and it's for an orb clearing. We have a person requesting that.
Okay, so alien life form, orbs, and you need to pick a location. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's released from you. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. I'm going to keep going and read some emails. This is, Okay, so we were getting in some messages, and they were not coming into the right place, and I just found them. Thank you, everyone who's been writing in. Okay. Okay, so a couple of people said that you were cutting out, Ron. So now I don't know if you remember what you were talking about depression just then, but I don't know if you're going to remember what you were talking about before that. Do you remember?
I think I was talking about the clearing that was the self-empowerment. So, yeah, that's a very good clearing to do. And, you know, you may find some of those clearings, the names anyway of what you're clearing may not relate to you, but it might be something that you need to get cleared. So just do the clearings for the self-empowerment to see what's holding you back, where your blockages are. And that's why it's put up to kind of like jumpstart you back into life again. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So actually quite a few people wrote in that they were having a hard time hearing you. We apologize. We'll do all we can. Okay, someone is asking about the harmonic frequency clearing, which is a wonderful clearing. The harmonic clearing is 10 hours long. Can I open several windows to each part at all at once?
I don't know.
I believe that would be okay, Ron. It's a lot of sections. I don't know. I've never really done it that way. I just kind of
I don't know. How strong is your body? You know, ask your body if it can take the energy that's being returned back to it again.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Your body knows.
Right. So if you've done it a lot of times and you're kind of familiar with how it feels, you might be okay, but then again, things can change, right?
Yep, you don't know what it's going to be like. You can't go by other clearings.
Right.
Each clearing is special, and each clearing can remove more density. Your body needs to catch up with the clearing. So, you know, it's something that I can't answer.
Right.
But that's why I had to put the... on the whole lifetime clearings, I had to put the intensity level, because when I first started doing it and it was online, people were complaining because the energy was too strong for them. So I had to put a reference point in there. I think it's from 0 to 20, where you could have less energy coming to you, because some people were completely overwhelmed with source energy. It was way too much energy for them. So, you know, I guess that, you know, the question is, it's not up to me to tell you that you can do, you know, 20 at one time, we'll say, or to do five at one time. Three windows at one time, I would say, is probably max for most people. And that could be too much even for you. So I think what is kind of being stated here from the person or people asking the same question over and over again, they want to save time on the clearing so they don't have to be in front of their computer or at least have it running for a long time. So when we set the clearings up, it was mainly for what was needed at the time for most people, okay, the default on it. And, that could be changeable. But remember, you're listening, you're not listening, but you're doing the clearings to improve your life and to change your life to come to more wellness. So I could ask the question is, why do you want to do it and shortcut yourself or to harm yourself by doing the clearings? Because your body might want to go to sleep for a day. And maybe you're going to school and you have a midterm or a final on a Monday morning and you say, oh, man, I'm going to do these clearings here and I'm going to feel great on Monday. And you may sleep through that special day for you, you know? So, you know, I kind of look at it as, why are people asking me these questions? Because this is, you know, corresponding to your life. And it's making your life better. Why do you want to shortcut something and do so many at one time? You know, because it doesn't make any sense to me. I just can't describe it any other way. Because we set it up initially for the average person of how much time it needed to clear. So don't shortcut yourself and do a bunch at one time, because your body will need to integrate this process. And maybe it might just say, man, I can't do all this work. I can only do the clearing and give this body 10% of what was there because you had so many clearings going on at one time. So you need to take note on that. So back to you.
Yes. Okay. Great, Ron. And I feel like, you know, you've said it now, and that we can refer people who have that question in the future back to this show. Because it does seem like that's been coming up a lot lately. Okay. I'll move on to somebody wrote in, after Ron's suggestion, I refined my spirit command to, I now command my spirit and my body to be one in the now. Thank you. Do you want to expand on that a little, Ron?
Well, you want to be in the now, of course, yeah.
And don't we also want to command? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. You know, if you're doing the mind of heart drop here in the now, and by commanding yourself to be in the now, you still need to be on the now timeline, okay, CLS timeline. So I would, you know, focus more on that because that's the new earth energy. But any way it would help you. Remember, to be in the now means you could be where the aliens have stopped time or you actually stop time from the alien timelines, okay? And then you're in peace energy as much as you can be. But more so, you probably want to be, you know, on the new earth. So you want to be in the new earth energy. So I guess maybe you could describe that a little bit, Anne, because I know that you're in the new earth a lot and, you know, things around you are wonderful. And you can see the plants changing, and you can see more of the three-dimensional energy around you. And we've had people mention that. But maybe you could elaborate on that, how it is for you.
Well, I will, and we did get an email just like that talking about that, Ron. I was going to bring that up next. I have been noticing many things about the new Earth that are really great. people are generally more pleasant and polite. Errands go much more smoothly, and getting around seems simpler. I have seen buildings, houses, and gardens I have never noticed before. Trees, shrubs, and flowers are brighter and happier. Today we drove to a nearby town and found a shopping complex with every store we shop at all in one location. Thank you, Ron, for bringing forth this greatly improved planet. Looking forward to all the new Earth upgrades. And yes, I would second that. I think what you're remembering, Ron, is I feel like I too have seen things in my neighborhood that I've never seen before. And this has happened to me another time when you have brought in a lot of energy to the planet and kind of healed a lot of things. All of a sudden I see, wow, I never saw that house before. And they have such a gorgeous garden. It's like it just appeared. So that's what's been happening with me. Are you noticing that in your neck of the woods, Ron?
Yeah, everything's three-dimensional, so yeah. And more recently, for the last week, I've been seeing lots of dragon clouds up there fighting the aliens and other animal clouds. There's very few flat-bottom clouds here. Most of them are more animal-like. So it's wonderful. Back to you.
Okay. So I realize now that, I know what I wanted to add. There was one thing when we were talking about the body commands. We still want to say we command to be made real and to stay real, right? Because you're still making us real on all the the conference calls, which is great, but we should keep that in our commands, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yes.
Okay. So I guess on Wednesday on Michelle's show, you were talking about dreams a bit, and someone wrote in, is it a good sign that your dreams are becoming more boring and uneventful? Like our host, I have not experienced any repeats when clearing a dream timeline. Also, I am very grateful that everyone is on the dream time, that everyone who is on the dream timeline with you is freed when you clear one.
Yep, that's good. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and in case you're new to timeline crashes, there's a box for what you want a timeline crash that's happening in your life that you need, it needs to stop. And if it isn't, that means you're on timelines. But then there's a whole box right below it for your dreams. And it's a really good idea if you wake up and you feel you had a dream, write down what it was about so that when you have time to get to your computer and do some timeline crashes, you can clear those dreams. It might even be worth it to run the timeline crashes just for a dream you had, right, Ron, if you're not running even running another issue?
Yeah, that's correct, yes,
Yeah, that's great.
And you can also run dreams from your past. Maybe you have a dream that you can think about that you had, 30 years ago. It's, so you bring it up and you go, oh, yeah, I haven't had that dream, but I can remember it, being scared to death or something or whatever. So, do a timeline crash on that because you can go into your past and timeline crash dreams.
Right. Right. So I was taking a look, Ron, through all the clearings on your website, and there are many. And one of the ones I never got is the sleep deprivation healing. And I was wondering if you could talk a little about it and perhaps do a sample. I guess my
I'll need about 5 minutes to prepare for that. So.
Okay. Yeah, I guess my question is that if, for instance, I don't actually feel sleep deprived right now, but I have had periods of my life, and it's a whole life healing. maybe if anyone has done that healing, they could write in and share with us how that went for them. It is, as I said, a whole life healing, which means you go all the way back to your birth and clear every year. So who knows, you could have had sleep deprivation even as a baby and not even know it. So the more I am talking about it, the more I'm getting inclined to, yes, I think I should buy that one for myself. Because then you'd be restored back from the past, you know, also to better health, because you'd be cured or healed of having had that issue in the past.
Okay, I'm ready. So, everybody, think of the time that you were deprived of your sleep. Maybe you stayed up awake a lot. So here we go. This is for those of you who wake up at 3 in the morning and you can't sleep, so, or you can't get to sleep at all. Think of that time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, there we go. So there's your sample, and we'll see if we get any comments on that.
Okay. One listener is writing in a request for a physical healing. So, and I understand that, and Ron is, you know, sometimes very happy to do that, but I just want to let everyone know that on Saturday night, there's another BBS radio show at 7 p.m. on radio station 2, just like tonight's. And Ron always invites us to have a bilocated visit to Creation Lightship for one physical healing. So if you cannot get on any calls this weekend, but you have something physical going on, that's the show you want to be on. You never need to write in what your physical issue is to the shows, because you just ask for your own healing aloud. As you do on the healing calls, like tomorrow when Ron is doing the bone marrow, he has, well, I won't say a plan, but he'll know what we need and what he needs to do when the call starts, because Ron's so heavily in the moment. But he often will say, give us time for our own healings. So you do want to be prepared. Number one, what you want worked on, kind of prioritize it. And also understand that you must be articulate and speak aloud to the light beings. And if you can't, like let's say you're going to be at work tomorrow during the call, but you're a registered participant, you can write down what it is that you want worked on. And I don't know that you really need to ask anything specifically about your bones or bone marrow, right, Ron, because you'll cover that. But then there might be a time when you'll say, you can ask for another clearing or a different body part.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
And also, of course, Sunday, Ron will be doing a lot of work with the body. Okay. And we would love to hear from people who have been on these shows in the past also. The calls, like the bone marrow and any of the upcoming calls that have announced tonight. And I'll just do a reminder right now, the organ restoration, which anyone with any kind of a physical situation going on, that you'll really want to get on those. Okay. Question for the host. What do you timeline crash? Well, I have timeline crashed incidents in my life by writing down the incident, and also by just clearing that date. I have timeline crashed dates from my past, and both of those things are really effective. I usually run the timelines consecutively as a write-in, crash all timelines consecutively, as opposed to going down that list. And I usually start them for 3,000 minutes, and then I just give myself 2 weeks or 3 weeks and make sure I feel like I'm really off all the timelines, and if not, I just do it again on the same issue. So I keep everything on a document. I'm currently timeline crashing dehydration for the times of my life in the past I've been dehydrated to try to restore my body back to better health. And trying to think of other things. Well, if I ever had a situation of a condition or a pain, I would timeline crash that. I also have a document going with dreams from the past. I'm not caught up with my dreams. I feel I have more dreams than issues. But any other ideas, Ron, of what else? Am I missing things that people might want to timeline crash?
Well, you want to timeline crash any event that you have that you don't like. So that's what it's for. You know, if you have a situation going on, somebody gets angry with you, you're dealing with, well, let's just say that you're divorced and you have to go see your ex-spouse and you have children involved and, you know, maybe you go to pick them up and your spouse, you know, is angry with you because the kids told a lie about you, which is what a lot of times happens. You know, they're playing the ends against the middle and making the other person the bad person. And so all of a sudden you get told that you are doing this, that, and the other, and you didn't do it. And now you're upset. You're upset with your spouse, and you're upset with your children for putting you into a timeline that you never created. But they created one for you, so you can clear that. You know, if you get hurt, you want to clear that, ache or pain, clear that. Go to the hospital or having a tooth pulled or something, you want to definitely clear that. How many do you do? Well, it's, you know, a bad energy, we'll say, 1,000 or more timeline crashes. And you do it until you feel relief. If you have a healing problem, then you want to do a lot more, you know. So that's what it's for, is to get you off of the timelines that get copied and pasted onto you. So back to you.
Right. And I, you know, there's a certain number we're all given, and that's let's say, financial in nature. And I cleared that. And I can't remember if I timeline crashed also that number, but I definitely did it on the natal barcode. And I had to use it about 3 months later. And people called me back and said, there is no such number. And I said, oh, give it to you again. No. And they read it back. First they thought they didn't have it right. So I told them what the number was again. And they called me back a few days later. No, we can't find any record of this. And I said, well, I've got the card in my hand. Do you want me to send it to you? No, that doesn't really mean anything. And he said, well, I don't know how this could happen, but it's as if it was never issued to you. So how about that, Ron?
Very good. Remember, when you get rid of the timeline and everybody else is on it, then the timeline is no longer in existence. Remember, you're living on alien timelines every day. That's where I talked about you being switched out every 10 minutes, okay? So if you get rid of those timelines, automatically whatever you're experiencing may not even exist. So try that out, everybody.
Yes, and try not to then bring things up again once you've timeline crashed them, and, you know, try not to talk to other people about things and that try to get you back activated onto those timelines. It's a little word of caution there. Okay, someone else wrote in about their Merkaba picture. I have a picture of my deceased mother, which had some energy I didn't like. I placed it on my charged Merkaba, and now her picture looks more like me and radiates love.
Yep, it will change. Yeah, that's good. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. That's really nice. Thank you for sending that in. Okay, here's something else about the new Earth. Hi, I've noticed that I don't do the mind-to-heart drop as much as I used to. By that I mean I don't need to do it as much as I used to. I'm pretty calm most of the time, peaceful and energetic, and life is much smoother. Life has gotten so smooth that I sometimes find myself waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know? Haven't seen any chemtrails in 6 to 8 weeks, by the way. I'm seeing a lot more wildlife in our area, and spring has definitely sprung. So thank you for this discussion this evening. I'm so glad to know that the new Earth is real, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you. Very nice. Well,
yeah,
I'm happy
nice.
To hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's up to you to be on the new Earth, you know, so you need to specify that. Remember, you can only go there as to how much you've cleaned out your body. The part of you that's cleaned out can go there. So back to you.
Okay. And just a quick reminder, too, if you have something of a personal nature that it doesn't get read on the show, you need to send it through email so we can answer you if you send in something that you need an answer on the fast chat, that doesn't include your email. So just a quick reminder of that. And okay, so there's one more. I do not know what this means, Ron. We're coming to the end of the show, but someone has a question about, I guess, NASA. There's a secret space program. I don't want to say the name of it. Will this repair us or lengthen our lives, and will it harm our spirit? Do you know anything about that, a secret space program?
Well, somebody on the last show, they talked about healing machines, healing energies, something like that, and wanted to know if that would harm your spirit by having your DNA altered and your body healed. Something like that. I would say, yes, it would hurt your spirit, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, because it's something outside of you, right? Is that
Yeah, you're bringing an external energies to you, yes. You're bringing in something external, not knowing what it is, to tend to correct your body. So,
right.
You know, remember your spirit is supposed to heal you, not something external. On the healings that we have, on COS, those healings work with your spirit in conjunction and release densities so your spirit can heal you. We're never bringing in you something that's from the beyond, though, or something that your spirit cannot, integrate and be with, resonate with. It's all source energy coming to you. So, you know, you want to be very careful with what's being talked about. And, yeah, and that system that they're talking about could work. They work wonderfully, you know. But, you know, is your spirit being involved with it? So, and is it available to you? And what's the track record on it, you know? So there are technologies out there that are, you know, from the Beyondo that they're using, and it may not be in the Beyondo. It may not be here, because we're probably 100 years behind times, and they're using technologies maybe even further than that in the future. But with what we're doing right now in this present moment, is your spirit aligned with that energy. So it's only, you know, you need to find that out. And I'm sure nobody could possibly tell you that correct information. Or, you know, if they could tell you, how many people have done it and what's the success rate and is it harmful, you know? And, you know, so you need to check into all of that. So it's hard for me to say that it is harmful, but very possibly it could be. You know, would you want to do something that might harm your spirit forever and maybe even capture it so your body could be in good shape? You'd probably say no. If you say yes, then, go forward and do that experiment. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, and just a quick review. Ron sells pictures of light beings that you can purchase through his website. He also always sells them in person when he's at an expo. And one of them is the Merkaba that we were talking about earlier. There's a picture of a Merkaba. And what you do is you pay for that online, and you send Ron an email with your receipt and tell him, I believe the Merkaba one is $20. Ron, please send me a Merkaba. Here's my address, and here's my phone number. And then Ron will send you that picture. And then you tell him, I got my picture, Ron. Can you call me, you know, the next 3 days at night or certain hours or whatever, all this through email. And then Ron will call you and charge and activate that picture for you. So if you've received your picture, you want to send Ron an email, and he'll call you back and do that charging. Now, someone here is asking about recharge, I believe they mean. So as far as I understood it, Ron, there is no ever reason to recharge one of your light being pictures. They never lose energy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So if it was recharged one time when you purchased it or received it at, you know, at an expo, and I did that, there's no reason to even think about it losing energy, because it will never lose energy.
Right. Good. That's what I thought. I just wanted to confirm that. Okay, so BBS said we could go until 8. It's about 3 minutes of 8, Ron. Let's review, first of all, the call. There's one tomorrow. You can still sign up for that. If you have any problems or questions or anything like that, send an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. It's only $20, so I encourage everyone to get on that call tomorrow afternoon. Then Sunday is one of the Sunday six-hour calls. Again, all that information is on the website. Tomorrow night is the BBS radio show. And also very exciting, I feel, next month, mark your calendars for the organ restoration call on Saturday the 16th and the Spirit in the Box retrieval for June 30th. And we have time, Ron, if you want to do another sample, perhaps, before we do the Mind to Heart drop?
Let's see here. I'll do one for extreme anxiety here. Here we go. You may or may not have this, but think of a time that you're anxious. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That's feeling pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4. There, that's released. That's fine. Okay, so let's do the Mind to Heart drop, everybody. So you need to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, blessings. Thank you, and we'll see you later. And if you're, I'll be sending out the codes if you don't have them for the conference call before it starts, probably an hour before the session. Thank you. Blessings, everyone.